Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Victory Metro East. We ended our series last week regarding, you know, the rise and fall. And today, I just want to let you know what happened this week is really a far-reaching to what God is about to do. It's a history in the making. All right, sino po ba sa atin? Okay, bumoto dun sa naganap na halala noong May 9. Pakataas po. Ayun. O, yung iba hindi nagtaas na kamay. Sino po first time to vote? First time talaga. Grabe na. Okay, marami din pala. Sino sa atin, all right? Hindi ka na biometrics. In other words, there was an opportunity for you, all right, for your name to be registered, but somehow you forgot. Somehow you got busy and you failed, or probably I learned someone, ano, who saw the line. Okay, dun sa top, sabi, ay, nako, di na ako. Init pa naman dito. Di na ako. Next time na lang. Sino po yung ganun? Huwag na ho kayo magtaas na kamay. But the whole point is, di ba, you know, life needs to go on and move on. Why? Because, yeah, again, I hope next time you'll register yourselves. You know, what an opportunity for us to exercise our right, especially electing, again, our people who will serve us in government. And just want to let you know, we are in a time of what you call transition. Okay, when you say transition, it's really a movement, a change from one condition after another, that every time we talk about certain transitions that's taking place, it's inconvenient. Okay, hindi po tayo comfortable sa mga, di ba? You would rather stay in one place and be comfortable. But you know what? Transitions are part of life. Change is part of life. Whether we like it or not, we'll always be part of the so-called transition. There will always be change. Change is inevitable. Whether we like it or not, change will definitely come. It will happen. Okay po ba yun? Guess what? The whole nation just experienced change. And guess what? We're getting better. In fact, the international community commended us, the Philippines, that there's what you call confidence in investing, okay, foreign investors here, because of what took place, that 81% of the 55 million who voted, okay, were counted on the same day, the time that we voted, last May 9. Think about that. Hindi ho nangyari to, yung mga nakalipas na, di ba, election. Tama po ba? We were so proud of one of our guys, one of our leaders who attends Victory Malate. His name is Ferdy De Leon. Kasabayan ko pa ho ito sa U-Belt. He's one of the IT heads, all right, in COMELEC. And he was really asking for prayers. And even today, all right, they're trying to, how many of you know, because of the issue of the vice presidency, all right, hindi pa tapos ang labanan. But nevertheless, okay, God has given us the newly elected president. Can you say amen to that? And for us, what a transition there is. Can we give our Lord a big, big hand for this? But the thing is, because of this election, it has caused divisions. This is probably one of the worst elections because of the power of social media. Because of this election, guess what? There are many who basically polarized the situation where a certain candidate or a certain belief on a particular candidate based on your opinion, and yet you posted that. You campaigned for a candidate, you posted that on social media. It caused some divisions. Sa totoo lang, yung iba ho. Okay, na-unfriend na. At hindi lang yun, binlock pa. Ang nakakalungkot ho, nangyari ito mismo sa pamilya, pagkaibigan, business partner, and guess what, even in the church. That because of this election, it caused people to express their desire, fight for their candidate, that caused divisions and factions. The polarized po. Kaya nga sakit pa minsan. Imagine dahil election lang, hindi na nagpapansin na na-unfriend. Hindi lang na-unfriend, na-block pa, di ba? And so, imagine this. We are in a time of transition, and yet how we respond speaks volumes. And I believe it's important for us to understand God's word. How do we respond in a time of transition? And so I'd like to ask everyone to stand on our feet in reverence to God's word and read Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. Okay? We're reading on ESV. We want to encourage you, if you want to buy a Bible, make sure it's ESV. Bakit po ESV? Dahil ESV stands for Essentials sa Victory. Okay? So, kandahan niyo dahil sa Victory. English Standard Version, alright? And so, we want to make sure that, you know, when we read God's word, almost the same with what we read this, with regards to this version. Okay? So here's what it says, Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet. And with two he flew. And one called to one another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Verse 6, then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." For this is the word of the Lord for us as far as the transitions that we're going through as a nation. Let's bow our heads right now. Lord Jesus, we say thank you for you are the one who rule and reign. You are in authority, in charge. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that even today we look at you as the one who sits on the throne, high and lifted up. Lord, thank you that truly you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You're the one who grant authority for us to serve you. And Lord, even as we preach your message today, may you speak to us as one church and an individually, Lord. May you open our hearts and may you come in and lead us towards the truth. Lord, I ask that you bless every one of us here. May you be the one to bring this church to fruition as far as reconciliation, healing, and restoration is concerned. We ask this in Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. Please take your seats. Transitions, 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 okay? We have experienced a major transition as far as the political side of the coin. But here's the point. How many of you, maybe you are right now experiencing a transition in your life? Because transition is something that inescapable. It is inevitable. It's part of life. Everywhere we go, there will be change. In fact, I myself, with my kids, are going through a transition right now. I have my boys who just graduated, all right, and they're looking for school. And one of them, we already found one, but the other, we're still praying. There were 2-3 schools that he's been praying for. And imagine, you know, he chose for him, he picked this first choice, a school where it's far from our place. And true enough, you know, it will entail a lot of money as far as the tuition fee is concerned. And so just imagine, we are in transition. Maybe some of you here just graduated from college and you're looking for the job and you're praying for the right job for you. Guess what? You are in transition. Maybe some of the single people here are contemplating to get married. Guess what? You are in transition. But you don't say you are in transition unless there's a man or a woman out there, all right? If there's not, forget about, okay, all this about getting married. So any person will experience transition. Maybe some of you married people have a new baby, all right? You are in transition, all right? It added cost, added money to your budget, and definitely it involves us experiencing some change. Guess what? All of us, one way or the other, will experience transition. Tama po ba? The question is, do you know how to handle transition? Do you know how to respond to transition? That's why it's so important for us to understand that if you can't handle transitions, guess what? You will fail in life. If people would not know how to cope up or keep up with transitions and change in life, you will fail in life. Let me give you an example. Like, siguro yung time po nila Pastor Alfred, tayo po nila Pastor Winston, yung mga nakakatanda po sa akin. Alam niyo, pag sinabi natin camera before, isa lang ang camera. Ito may tinatawag na Kodak. But di ba pag sinabi natin camera, kaya may Kodakan. Uy, Kodakan. Uy, Kodak. Di ba? Ganun po. Okay? But guess what? With all the changes that's taking place with the digital camera that is at hand, guess what? They didn't cope up with that transition. Where's Kodak now? They're closed. It's all about memories. Bakit? Eh kasi iba na yung camera ngayon, nasa cellphone mo na. Kahit saan magpunta, di mo kailangan ng Kodak. Alright? In a matter of seconds, you can post that anywhere. People will see it just like that. Kodak failed to cope up with transition and they're gone. Cell phones. Dati ho, Okay, wala pang iPhone. Wala pang Samsung. Okay, wala pang Samsung. Ang meron nun, Nokia. Grabe yung Nokia na yan. Pag yung time namin, ano, grabe nung college kami. Hindi pa pala ka-college to. Ano pala kami? Motorola. Okay, DigiPage. Yung pinipage pala kami time na nung studyante ko. But during those times, guess what? Pag may Nokia ka, yung the latest, pare, ang gwapo mo, maski wala kay tsura. Ganon katindi. Okay, it adds up to the face value. Okay? Pero where's Nokia right now? They didn't cope up. They didn't keep up with the trend. Guess what? They're gone. They have to merge with another company. Alright? As compared to the phones that we're using right now. If you're not gonna cope up with change, listen to this. You're gonna fail. In other words, sa Tagalog po, pupulutin tayo sa kangkungan. Like, even in our own families, alright? You know, I've ministered a month ago. I just thought of that when I was preaching at 5 p.m. Someone, okay, approached me and asked for prayers. And this lady says, Pastor, it's been a year that my husband passed away and I can't let go. Wow, it broke my heart. Really? So how is it? I can't let go. I missed him. I still believe and I still dream that, you know, one day he's just around me and said, we can realize, oh no. And so guess what? Can I pray for you? And I said, there's someone who's greater, who could even, you know, replace your husband, and that is God. And so I'm here to stand. I prayed for her. Imagine, a lot of people will have a hard time if you're not going to cope up with change. If you're not going to let go and basically admit and accept reality, you will never experience, okay, growth, and you'll never experience success. That's why it is so important for us to understand that transitions are part of life. The scripture that we read is an interesting story about a transition. It says in verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, here's Isaiah, the prophet, before he became a prophet, he said, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Ang sinari po, okay, no time na yun, this King Uzziah reigned for 52 years, and there was such a time of peace, prosperity, prosperity, grabe, everything was in abundance. Everyone was looking, depending on their king. But the moment that he died, the whole nation just basically collapsed. They were in mourning. And this guy was in mourning when he said, hey, look, in the midst of the lowest point of our lives, all of a sudden, he saw the Lord. He says, seating at the throne. What was the point? I believe it's so important for us that whatever situation we're into, maybe you are in the lowest point of your life. This is a down moment. This is not the most exciting time. This is the most discouraging time. Probably a relative just ran in office and then he didn't get the votes and the whole family is right now suffering. Or probably a business deal, probably in your marriage right now. Whatever situation or condition you are facing, let me tell you, just like Isaiah, he saw the Lord sitting on the throne. Grabe. Namatay yung hari, pero yung totoong hari nakita niya. Sabi po sa Bible, the Lord that he saw was seated on the throne. What does it relate to us? What this picture means is this, that the God that we serve, no matter what the situation is, he remains secure. He remains to be king. He remains to be Lord, and he is at peace. He remains to be steady. Whatever scenario we're experiencing, why? Because he is the God who is sovereign, in charge, and in control of all things. That's why he is what? He is the absolute Lord and King of all. Can you say amen to that? Sa totoo lang, hindi lamang po yun. Okay? Sabi rito, pati yung robe niya fills the temple. Imagine, I believe with all of my heart, every woman, single woman here, probably not everyone, probably not 100%, maybe 99%, single ladies, you're praying and looking forward that you're going to get married someday. Can I hear a big amen to that? Okay, parang ko konti lang yung may faith. Parang gusto nyo talaga all your years will be single life. No, no, no. Well, to some, probably you don't desire to get married. That's cool. That's your decision. And God will honor that. But reality, every woman looks forward to a time where she will walk in the aisle with a different kind of gown. And with the robes and trail, hello, with that exciting makeup, and walking there with someone there. I hope there will be someone there. Okay, pero kung lalakad lang ako kayo, wag na ako, dapat meron. Merong groom dapat, di ba? So, I'm sure there is. And guess what? Okay? It's going to be a glorious day. That speaks of God. That's a picture. The train of his robe filled the temple. Yung buong place yon is being filled with the glory, the majesty, the splendor of God. Just want to let you know recently, all right, something happened, all right, with a lady who's going to get married in China. Wherein, sinuot niya yung gown niya, no? Kasi she's going to get married. And guess what? This lady holds the world record for the longest wedding dress train. 3 miles long. Imagine, Jing Mei and her groom Yu Yun got all the gusset up their wedding garb for pre-wedding photo shoot. Can we show that in the picture? All right. 3,000-meter train had to be stretched across the entire field of the park where they took their photos with 40 bridesmaids. Grabe, 120 pounds po yun. Grabe, kumbaga from here to our dinadaanan ko, from our place siguro mga yung Green Park. Hanggang Green Park. So, yung, alam niyo, Imelda Avenue hanggang Green Park siguro. Ganun kahaba yung, di ba, yung trail nung ano niya, nung gown niya. Think about that. So guys, what are we saying here? Guys, God is in control. He is in charge. In fact, here's the point. When everything has changed, God remains the same and unchanging. Change is inevitable. Transitions will always be there. But God remains unchanged. Amen? He remains the same, the only one who has not changed. Kaya ang tanong, di ba? May forever ba? Yung mga ibang single ladies, wala. Walang forever. Nasaktan niya ako. Ilang beses na nabigo, di ba? Kaya parang sinasabi na may walang forever. Folks, there is such thing as forever. Hindi lang forever, forevermore. Because God is our absolute Lord and King who reigns forevermore. In fact, looking at the scripture, we could look at 4 different attributes of God. What is that? That our God is transcendent. Pag sinabi pong transcendent, our God is above and beyond His creation and exists independent of it. There is no other God beyond the God who is secure, at peace, steady in all He does. Saka sinasabi natin siya yung kataas-taasan. Walang higit pa kay Lord. Doon po nakikita natin, lahat magbago na, pero si Lord hindi magbabago. Just want to let you know, we got to face reality. One of the things about change is we really have to learn how to accept responsibility and reality. You know what? I'm 45 years old, whether you like it or not. I may not look 45 to you. I'm sure you see me like 50 years old. No. Okay. I'm 45. In the next 40 years, I hope I'll be around. If I'll eat the right food, if I'll exercise, all right, if I delegate my responsibilities, all right, I hope I'll be around. Guess what? Mamamatay din po tayong lahat. Pero si Lord stays the same. Do you get a picture? When all things started to change, the God that we serve is unchanging, which goes to our second point. He's not just transcendent, but He's immutable, meaning He remains steady, secure, unfailing, and unchanging. Hindi ho magbabago kailanman si Lord. Walang pagbabago si Lord. Tayo magbago tayo. But the Bible says, He remains faithful forever. Even though you will be unfaithful si Lord, grabe siya. Hindi po magbabago ang Panginoon natin. Hindi lang po yan. Si Lord, then, the Bible says 3 times, it says, holy, holy, holy. Our God is holy. Kabanal, banalan. Nobody can compare. You know, just looking at, I can even stare at the spotlight here. This is a LED light. I can't even stare at it even in the next 10 seconds. Imagine just add 100 that kind of LED lights on my face. I might be able to look at you. How much more about the glory of God? That's what happens when Isaiah experienced the presence of God, seeing him at the throne, and his train filled the temple. Guess what? Something happened. The whole point is, God is a God who is in control. And part of who He is this. He's not just holy God. He's not just transcendent. He's not just immutable. Na hindi siya nagbabago. Si Lord din all-powerful. Lahat po na kailangan natin na kay Lord. Wala, hindi natin kailangan na wala sa Kanya. Lahat po, name it. Kaya sisiw lang yung promotion, sisiw lang yung mag-pray tayo na partner. Kayang-kaya ibigay sa atin ni Lord yan. Kayang-kaya ibigay ni Lord kung anumang hinihingi natin in accordance to His will. Because everything boils down to Him. He's an all-powerful God. Remember? He created the whole cosmos. Apart from Him being in control, guess what? There's gonna be explosion here and there, and there's gonna be earthquake. We're all gonna be dead soon enough. But God is omnipotent. And because He's a powerful God and the one who is in authority, God shared that authority to men so that He will propagate and advance the kingdom of God. One of them is the house, the home authority. I hope, parents, you understand. It's God who has given us the authority to lead our household to godliness. Question is, parents, is our house, our children, are living for godliness? If not, something is wrong with the authority that God has given us. I hope it opens our minds and ask God for help. Not just the authority of the house, but the authority in the institution, like the education institution. Kaya ako yung learning is important. Hindi lang mo binigay sa education institution, but even in government, in civil authority, civil government. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 to 3 says, everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. Everyone, right? For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by whom? Guys, everybody listen up. We voted last time, right? God knew who's going to be the next president even before we voted. And God gave authority to the man who've experienced the majority of the votes. It's God who established authority, not just in church, but even civil authority. Verse 2, consequently, he who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. Pag hindi po tayo sumunod do sa authority na binigay ni Lord, guess what? What you sow, you'll reap. We're actually coming against God. If we're not going to follow and support and adhere to the authority that God has given us. Okay? And it says in verse 3, for rulers hold no terror for those who do right, tama? But for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right and he will commend you. Folks, listen, whether you like it or not, whether you voted for this person, we have a new president and his name is Rodrigo Duterte. Honestly, I didn't vote for him because I'm not just Mark Constantino. I am Pastor Mark Constantino. If I am Mark Constantino, you know what? I'm a leader. And as a leader, we make things happen. And that's what I like. I want competence. I want action. I want make things done. I want things to be fixed. Kung si Mark Constantino lang, I'll go after this man. But guess what? I'm also a pastor. Leadership is not just competence. Leadership is also about character. Which I teach about character. We teach people about attitudes, how to control yourself. We teach people how to have the fear of God, right? That's why I didn't vote for him. But since I didn't vote for him, he's now the duly elected president and he will be proclaimed in the next few weeks. Alright, by COMELEC and Congress. Wala na po tayo magagawa. Okay? Miski ganun ka, o ganyan ka, or whatever. Okay? Si Duterte po ang ating presidente. Can you say amen? Amen. Okay, nangusap na po si Lord. Wala na po tayo magagawa. Pero nga ho, sinasabi rin dito, paano yung magiging response natin sa newly elected president natin? Based on the scripture that we shared. Number one, we need to submit and honor the governing authorities. Listen to this. He's my president and I will honor him. I might not agree with some of his policies, but it doesn't mean that I will dishonor him. I will speak against and pinpoint and be sarcastic about his moves and all that. A lot of people, eto na nga, presidente na nga siya, at ang dami pa talagang comment. Guys, enough is enough. We have a new president. We have to come together in humility and bring healing, restoration, and unity in our nation. Can you say amen? We got to pray and back up our own president. Amen? Miski sabihin natin, ganyan pa siya, miski magsalita sa puro, di ba? Eh baka sana, ma-experience niya yung nangyari kay Isaiah. Di ba? Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm gonna share to you in a while what happened, all right? The things that we're gonna pray. Second, we have to do what is right. It's part of being a good citizen of this country. That's biblical. We got to pay our taxes. And we got to pay our taxes on time. If you don't pay your taxes, shame on you. Shame on you. No kidding. Read my lips. How dare you? How dare you call yourselves Filipinos and you don't pay your taxes? Hello? I can't understand that. Thirdly, we got to obey the law. We got to follow the law at all costs. Governing authorities. Hindi lang presidente. Simple following rules. Like traffic light. Beating the red light is not following the law. God sees you. And that needs to change. When somebody, you're driving, somebody asks you to stop. Whoever the police officer or not, a traffic officer, you got to abide and respect that authority. Okay, I was asked to stop by a blue guy from Pasig. And I know I was right all the while. I know I was right. What is this guy? So I have to present my case. I have to stop. And I have to tell him with respect, sir, ito po, hindi niya ako pinakinggan. It's okay. Hindi na ako makipagtalo. I have to respect that authority. Kaya we all have to abide the law. And that's why I like our president when he said, stop it. S-O-S-T-O-P. Stop it. Gusto ko yun. Kaya sa totoo, wala. I received a text. Actually, a Viber message. Mga drug lords ba, nag-aalisan ako. I don't know if we're... It's, sa totoo lang, sana huwag kayong umalis. Ba't pa kayo aalis? Okay. Sana dito na lang para makita natin. Okay na mangyayari sa kanila. So may ganun eh, hindi po ba? You know, he's my president. He's the captain of the ship. And I'm one of the guests. I'm part of the ship. If I'm not gonna support him, pag lumubog yung barko, tapos tayong lahat. Kasama ko tayo doon. He's the newly elected president and we got to pray for him. I'm going to pray for his cabinet members. I'm going to pray for his domestic policies, his economic policies, his foreign policies. I'm going to pray. And you know what? The humility that he doesn't know everything. The thing is, he has guts. The Bible says, zeal without wisdom is dead. It's not good. But we got to pray for wisdom. How many of you are going to pray for your president? Can you say amen? God is the one who instituted human government to commend those who are right and to punish those who do wrong. And he says he will do it. And let's pray. All right, the grace of God will be upon him. What else can we learn? In Isaiah chapter 6, ito po yung sabi. And I said, nung experience, yung nakita po ni Isaiah, si Lord, grabe, nakita niya yung sarili niya. Sabi niya rin, woe is me. For I'm lost, for I'm a man of unclean lips. In other translations, sabi niya, woe to me, I'm ruined. I'm doomed. Lord, grabe, nakita kita. Sino ako para makita kita? Lord, ang daming mong kasalanan. Lalo-lalo na yung bibig ko. I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell with the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal he had taken from the tongs of the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Wow! Second point is, transition change. Change starts in us. It starts within us. It's not, change is coming. Thank God for that slogan. He's just a man. He's just like King Uzziah. He's going to come and he's going to go one day. But the church remains the same. Can you say amen? Amen. And having said that, you want change? You really want change? It's not really the president. It's us. It starts right here. How do we have change? You want really genuine change to happen and real transformation? Here's what genuine change is about. We could see it here. It has something to do with God. You take God out of the equation, there will be no long and lasting change. I promise you that. Here's what happened. It's a clear picture of the gospel. It's a clear picture of the heart of God towards mankind. Sa totoo lang, yung pagbabago, tagal na yan. Nung tumakbo si Obama, pagbabago. Tumakbo sa era, pagbabago. Si Gloria, pagbabago. Sorry for that. Gigindo lang magsalita. When all this present start. Maybe pagbabago naman. But what we're trying to say is real transformation. Guys, ang tunay po ng pagbabago. Ang Panginoon po ang magbabago sa atin. Naintindihan po ba natin yun? Kaya importante ito, like the way God changed Isaiah. Wala ho siyang ginawa. Pero when he comes face to face with God towards the reality of life, hey, look, Lord, there's nothing good in me. In fact, I'm sinful. My mouth is sinful. Lord, I'm ruined. And I hope we will have the same posture. Especially, it's what the gospel is. Kaya wala siyang ginawa. Si Lord po, he sent the seraphim, the seraph. The word seraph means burn. Because of the glory of this creature, this angelic host, all right, with six wings. If he's going to touch this man, he's going to be dead. But you know what? There was a tongs that he got from the altar for him to touch his lips, for that lips to be changed. Think about that. There's nothing that Isaiah can do in order for him to be changed. The same goes with us. Yung pagbabago po. It all starts with the truth that apart from God, we can do nothing. But thanks be to God because of the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is the good news. Bakit good news? Because God became man in Jesus Christ. Si God naging tao. That's a mystery. Buti nila, nabubuhay tayo ngayon sa after New Testament. Hindi nila maintindihan yun. Hanggang ngayon, hindi rin na, imagine si God naging tao in Jesus Christ. He lived a life that we should have lived and died the death that we should have died in our place. Dapat, if you're gonna live this life, it should be perfect. But there's no one who lives perfectly except Christ, who was God and became man, and he lived a perfect life for us. And yet, he died in our place. Dapat tayo nagsasuffer. Dapat tayo nasa cross. Kaya kung ano mang suffering nyo, baliwala yan. Puro tayo reklamo. Konting ano lang hirap. Reklamo mo. You don't know what suffering, what Christ has done for us. And guess what? We didn't suffer, but he did. And that's the picture of the gospel, that anyone who repents and anyone who would humble himself and receive the forgiveness of sins, God will give eternal life. And that's a clear picture of who we are based on who Christ is to us, that we got to humble ourselves. That's why change is here. Amen. Change starts within us. Pastor Ferdy, okay, one time, back in May 8th, sent a tweet, sabi niya ganun, change comes from within. Bakit kasi nga, kung mayroong gobyerno that holds the affair, external government, do you realize there's what you call internal government? How can we change and lead somebody if God himself would not change us? That's why it's a clear picture. In verse 8, when Isaiah encountered Christ and he says, Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips, he experienced a transformation because of what God has done when he touched his lips. And verse 8 says, and I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am. Send me, Lord. From being discouraged, in a discouraging situation, he says, it's over. Lord, hindi na ako titingin sa tao. Tao lang yan. Yung pastor, tao lang yan. Yung presidente, tao lang yan. Pero Lord, this time I'm gonna look at you. And since you changed me, Lord, this time, you're asking someone to represent you, to reach out for the lost, for them to know about Christ. Then Lord, here I am. Send me. What a clear picture of a man who's willing to be used by God dahil he encountered Christ. And I hope for us the same thing. Everything boils down to this. Change starts within us. There will be no transformation and genuine change apart from the work of Christ. Can you say amen? Which goes to my third point in verse 8. God will use his church as his agent of change to make disciples. Ibig po sabihin, the business of the house is about discipleship. Alam niyo po, nakakatuwa kasi nga, inasmuch as we want to see you fulfill the call of God in business to be successful as husbands and wives, as parents, as single people, wherever you are, we prayed for you that you'll be successful. And guess what? We have our own Victory members who ran for public office. Some of them didn't win, and that's fine, great, at least they step out in faith, but some of them have won. And guess what? Here are the people who have won and run Okay, in public office. Okay, mismo sarili natin sa church natin sa Victory. Unang-una po, si Pastor Ross Resuello. Pastor Ross is the senior pastor, alright, of our Tugigaraw Church. Guess what? He became number one, a board member in Cagayan Province. Can we give a Lord a big hand to this? Alam niyo si Pastor Ross, grabe, kinikwento niya sa amin na bigla na lang sa opisina niya, may magbibigay na sa attache case. Ano? Kala ko sa pelikula lang yun. Meron nagbibigay sa attache case para sa kanya. Punong-punong ng pera. Sabi niya gano'n, bro, sa totoo lang, wala nakakita. Hindi alam ng, walang alam. Ano ba yung nasa case na yan? Hindi alam ng wife ko. Wala nakakalam. I could be rich. But you know what? God is the one who placed me in this position. How can I fool myself? How can I get that money that's bribing me for the things I'm doing? How many of you, we need those kinds of leaders desperately in our time? Can you say amen to that? We need them people, like he said, how many times? I send them back. Not only that, Pastor Ross Resuello, all right, who run for public office, but even our pastor in Difun, all right, in Cagayan. His name is Pastor Jojo Bakilar, okay? Classmate ko po ito, si Pastor Jojo. Okay? He won number one also as what? As board member in his very place. Grabe, mga pastor ho yan. Tumatakbo yung public office. Kaya nga sabi ko, nakita ko, grabe ko, pwede rin akong tumakbo. Para nakapag-joke ako, pag tumakbo ba ako, susuportahan niyo ako. Hindi nga, seryoso ako. Hindi nga, pinagtatawanan niyo ako para na-offend ako. Pag tumakbo ba ako sa darating na 2019, maasahan ko ba kayo? So totoo, gusto ko nang tumakbo eh. Mamaya, tatakbo na ako sa Marikina. Okay, dahil tumatapan na ako, tatakbo ako sa may oval. Nakaka-encourage lang kasi nga, we need this godly men who will stand for righteousness and bring hope towards our nation. Can you say amen? Hindi pa tapos si Lord. Meron din ho tayo. Okay, dating gusto mag-artista pero nagpolitiko na lang. Si Vico Soto po, city councilor po ng First District. Kanina, nasa Pasig kami. Okay, grabe, na talagang bata pa yan. Nasa kids, alam niyo ba si Vico Soto? Lagatin lang yan sa kids church. Kids church baby natin yan. Pwede ba patanggal yun na lang si Bossing dyan? Para nakakaano eh. Okay. Si Vico Soto grew up in our church and right now he's running and he's really good. Alright, and he's one of our counselor. Alright, in Pasig. Risa Laurel, remember Risa Laurel? Wala na paa. Nawalan po ng paa. Di ba because of the bomb that exploded? Guess what? It did not stop her from fulfilling her call in public office. Praise God about that. Can we give the Lord a big hand? Meron po tayong Vice Mayor taga Victory, si Miko Magsaysay. Ang tagal na nito. Ngayon po, praise God. Vice Mayor na siya. Si Rufy Biason, finally. Okay, nasa Congress na ulit. Alam niyo ba si Rufy Biason? Si Rufy Biason, teacher ng Kids Church. Nagbo-volunteer lang yan. Gusto niya, mga bata, nagtuturo yan sa Kids Church. And right now, he's back. Why? Because that's his feeling. We're praying for them. We're standing with them and make sure that they're going to be successful. Why? Because that is their calling. Hindi lang, meron pa rin tayong artista sa mayor ng Tacloban, si Christina Gonzalez. Okay, yung asawa niya talaga, you know, pinuputahan parating ni Pastor Ferdy. And when we planted the church in Tacloban, they're very much involved. And right now, she's taking the place of the husband. Grabe, ang dami pa. Hindi rin pala si Ormoc, si Richard Gomez. Hindi ko natin ka-church member yan. It's a man, kailangan natin pag-pray. Sado kayo, ano, grabe. Okay, hindi ho. Okay, kailangan natin pag-pray siyan sila, di ba? Especially if you're from this very place. What are we talking about here? Folks, listen. In times of transition, we look to our God, who is sovereign, meaning He's in charge, He's in control over the affairs of the nations. And I want to say this, for the record, I hope we learn from the lessons. Yun na nga lang, di ba? Parang kandidato lang, election lang. Grabe, napaka-passionate natin. Di ba? Social media. Alam mo, prayer ko, sana ganun ka rin ka-passionate sa gospel. Ganun din dapat yung puso mo when it comes to Jesus. Wala kang pakialam. Pag sinabi mo, si Lord yan, wala yan, si Lord yan. Eh, ba't ganun? Ba't si Duterte? Duterte talaga. Hindi, marohas kami. Wala na, tapos na po mga labanan ngayon. Let's look unto God today. And God expects us, His church, to be the kind of church who will disciple His people. Grabe, sa mga kampanya, grabe, involved na involved ka. Ang galing, dapat talaga ganun eh. But what about in advancing God's kingdom? Have you been ministering to people? Have you been reaching out? I'm asking you, when was the last time you bring someone to the Lord? When was the last time you preach, as in the gospel, with all passion, just like doing the campaigns and all your statements on social media? I hope you would learn from this. And that's why I want to say, these people who are in public office, they come and go. They come and they will go. But the church remains the same. God is in the business of changing lives. And He will use His church to propagate the gospel and transforming lives. Can you say amen? I want to end with this. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Here's what it says. If God's people, how many God's people do we have here today? Raise up your hands if you're God's people. Now, God is speaking to you here. If God's people, that's everybody say, that's me.
That's me.
Turn to somebody and say, that's you and me. If God's people will respond by what? Humbling themselves, praying, seeking God's presence. It doesn't end up there. Turning their backs on their wicked lives. Woo! Whatever sin you're doing, I hope you'll encounter God and be like Isaiah. Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips. Lord, may problema ako. Ito, Lord, guess what? God is going to come. If you only humble yourself, ask help. God is going to come. If you turn from your wicked lives, the Lord will be there ready to listen from heaven, forgive their sins, and restore their land to health. In other words, there will be healing in the lands. How many of you wants to see our nation experience healing, prosperity, progress that we have never seen before? Folks, listen. It depends how we respond. If we humble ourselves, we seek God, pray, turn from our wicked lives. God says, I will hear from heaven. I will turn to you, forgive your sins, restore and heal your lands. Can you say amen? Can we just pray right now? Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for the transition that's taking place, even in our whole nation. Lord, maraming salamat na kayo po nagtalaga, Panginoon, to our new president. And whoever the vice president is, Lord, I just pray, may your will be done, Lord. Lord, thank you for Mayor Nieto, Lord. Mayor Marcy, Lord. Lord God, Mayor Eusebio, Lord God. Thank you for the mayor that you place. Even for Mayor June Linares, Lord. Lord, these are the men who you placed in our lives. Lord, we pray for their success. We pray for their transition of their government. We pray for the cabinet, Lord God, here locally. Lord, we pray for unity. I know, Lord God, we are in a great transition. Lord, as your people, enable us to respond in a humble way, in a humble manner, Lord, that may your will, may our lives be a pleasing aroma to you, Lord. And so, Lord God, I'm asking you here in Victory Metro East, in Pasig, the whole Victory Metro Manila, even in Antipolo, Lord, may we be the kind of person, your church, as an agent of your change. Lord, hindi po kayo tapos sa buhay namin. Lord, we're praying for healing, Lord. We're praying for restoration and reconciliation. Even sa buhay namin, Lord, kung guilty po kami, Panginoon, may nasagasaan kami, yung mga na-unfriend namin, Lord God, yung mga nasabihan namin na kung ano-ano, Lord, yung mga sarili naming opinion na, Lord, it doesn't please you, Lord. May this be a learning experience, Lord, na kung ganong passionate kami, Lord, just for the campaign, may we be passionate for you. Lord, we repent. We turn to you, Lord God, and ask for your forgiveness for not putting ourselves in the way you wanted to. Parate pa rin kami, Lord, makasarili, Lord. We still think of our own benefits and our own goodness, Lord. Lord, we repent for that. We ask, Lord God, that you would help us, Lord, just like Isaiah, Lord, when he confessed he has a problem with his mouth. May we learn to see our own mistakes. May we humble ourselves today, Lord. And as we all bow our heads and in the presence of God, what about you? What about areas in your life that you need God to come and help you? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God wants to change you. God wants to transform you completely, permanently. And it would come with a heart that is humble and ready to put God first. Lord, we're asking you today that you would come. Help us, Lord, as a church. Lord, even as we ask and repent for all our wicked ways, we turn our lives to you, Lord. Or change us. And as we repent today, Lord, we pray, help us to be reconciled. Help us to be at peace to those people, Lord God, at whom we have hurt. Lord, if we have bashed, we have made a statement somehow, Lord, enable us to take it back and just say our sorry and just to turn to you. So, Lord, may your will be done. May your kingdom. I pray for peace, Lord. Every single one of us. Can we raise up our hands right now? All across our place. Lord, we say, peace. Peace I declare in our hearts right now. I declare that you restore the joy. Anyone, Lord God, that we have in conflict with, that we oppose one way or the other person, Lord, may we come, approach, be reconciled, and move on. Whatever is taking place. Lord, even to this change that we're experiencing, may we all be ready. May we all be the person who will pray for our president, who will stand with him and respect authority, even the local ones. So Lord, use us as a church. Thank you for a great future ahead of us. We speak our blessing over our lives today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.